But before I do anything else, as promised, to start hour number three, we are joined by the WBC champion of the world at 154 pounds. He is a two-time world champion, 33-1, 17 wins by knockout, 56-8 overall as an amateur. Charlo V. Rosario, September 26th on Showtime pay-per-view. We are joined by the WBC champ, Jermell Charlo. Jermell, great to have you on the program. How are you today?
Appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Really good to have you. So we're about a week and a half out from your next fight. How you doing and how did camp go, or how is it going so far?
All camps are hard. Everything has been great, though. Tremendous work. I've been pushing. I love the heat. It's been hot in Texas. You know, spend a lot of time training in here. Haven't left Texas because, you know, pandemic. You know, but, hey, I'm ready. It's amazing. I can't wait. You know, I'm excited just as well as the fans are. Hey, man, I want to see what my body can push it through.
I like that. That's like that Spartan lifestyle. That's a professional fighter right now. Now, normally I would ask you what it's like to train during a pandemic. You kind of laid that out. You like the heat. But something you said during the PBC podcast I thought was really interesting, quote, "I don't like the food that everybody in the world eats. I want to be different," end of quote. So what is your approach to food, your diet, and training? What's different about it?
Well, everybody likes to wake up and eat eggs and stuff in the morning. You know, I wake up, I ate a red snapper this morning, you know what I'm saying, with some vegetables, because when my day gets started, it gets started a little bit different. You know, I'm started to work, and I want to be at my best during that time. You know, I don't want to wake up and eat breakfast and then try to go into a lunch. You know, I'm getting ready to go have dinner and then have dinner again, you know, and then I'm possibly just munch on some fruit. I'm not one of the type of people that you get hungry and you just eat normal food. I don't eat like that. You know, I don't want to eat these type of foods that the rest of the world eat. That's just what I meant.
Jermell Charlo joining us. I get that, right? If you do the same things that everybody else does, you're going to get the same results. Now, earlier this year, you were talking also about some of the guys that you've been sparring against, and it runs the gamut from small, quick guys to heavyweights. Like, what's it like when you step in against a heavyweight and you hit them with your power? Do they feel it?
Yeah. It's crazy because, you know, I heard a few heavyweights before. You know, I rocked a few of them, but, you know, I didn't necessarily knock them out. But, you know, they're a lot slower, you know, a lot slower than you think, but that's why you mix and match it with some of the smaller guys in a way. Then you start seeing these shots come at you. They like little BBs. Bing, 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 bing. Nah, I ain't got time for that. You know what I'm saying? When the big old guys come hit you, it's like, it feels like, you know, you in a fight, fighting against a heavy-handed puncher with some 10-ounce gloves on, but it feels like that when you got a heavyweight in front of you, you know, but compared to a guy that's with 16 ounces, that's my size, you know, it feels like little buckshot, you know what I'm saying? You know, so, you know, I like to mix and match everything up and, you know, be ready for any and everything that comes my way.
Sure, Mel Charlo joining us. Now, back in December, you beat Tony Harrison out here in Cali to take back your belt and to avenge your loss in the first meeting with him. What was your mindset going into that rematch?
Man, I wanted to prove a point. You know, I'm glad I'm past that because I don't got to prove a point. I'm got to prove a point to myself, but I have to prove to the world. You know, and sometimes you have to do that in life. You got to prove to the world who you are and how you do it. And so this one time that I had to step up and you know, be a part of this worldly thing and show the world why I feel like I'm the best boxer. Now, this fight right here, I want to prove to myself that I'm the best in the world. And it's just past, you know, being the best in the world. It's what am I the best Jermell that I will be my whole life? You know what I'm saying? And if this is my peaking time and my peaking moments and my prime, like they said, I can't do nothing less than, you know what I'm saying? I got to go harder than I ever been in my life. And that's just what it's about.
I think that's a great perspective. Like, it's one thing to know that. Two, it's another to know it, but actually follow through on that. Why do you feel like this is the time in your life where you've got to be at the best you've ever been to be the best version of yourself? Where is that coming from?
Well, I mean, because I'm 30 years old now. My opponent is younger than me, and I remember being in the ring with guys when I was 25, and they was 30, and I'm, hey, I got to watch the old man, you know, like. And now I'm like, hold up. I'm fighting that younger stud, but he ain't even made it to where I'm, you know, really what I've been through that them 5 years. And I feel like that's going to play a big difference, even though we're still young. And, you know, but 30 is just that season, I feel. And then I want to get everything out of I want to get everything out right now. You know what I'm saying? And I also got that ego of, nah, I could compete with the youngest, and I'll compete with the best, and I'm the dog and the animal at it. So, you know, by me being a lion in the ring and a lion throughout my regular life, I feel like there's nothing out there in the boxing world that's more vicious than me.
Sure, Mel Charlo joining us. That's the thing, right? Like, I talked to a lot of guys, MMAers, boxers, NFLers. It's one thing to be that dog or that lion on the field, but you just said, I want to be a lion in my real life, too. Like, you have to turn the switch off, right? There's ways to handle things in the ring, and then there's way to handle things outside of the ring. How are you a lion in your real life? How does that play out?
Because, you know, I'm a provider for my family, you know, like I'm the provider for my family. And, you know, I sit up, I chill, I relax most of the year, fight twice a year. So that mindset is like, you know, when do I got to get up to go eat and go hunt? When that male lion got to go hunt, he bring back something big and vicious, something dangerous, something that could feed the whole family. You only get Thanksgiving once a year. And I'm that guy that got to bring in, you know, that big package for my family, and that's how I do it through the sport of boxing. And, you know, it's other things that I have to do. As far as being a lion, I got to defend my family. I got to defend assets. I got to defend certain things and make the smart, educated business moves and you know, and so forth. It take a lot to be, you know, at a certain level in your life where people just see money and fame. You know, we humans too.
Jermell Charlo joining us. I love that response. Now, I'm glad you brought up family. Your twin brother, Jermall, you guys are going to fight on the same card on the 26th. It is now known as the Charlo doubleheader. What's it mean to you to have the Charlo doubleheader? How special is that for you and your family?
Well, this is a big moment. This is a big time. It's an opportunity. Not a lot of people in the sport get them. It's like hitting the lottery, man. You gotta know how not to blow it. You know what I'm saying? And this is that time. I ain't blowing my lottery ticket.
All right, so you're going to face the WBA and IBF champ, Jason Rosario, to unify the belts at 154. When you think about Rosario, what kind of thoughts do you have? How concerned are you about him?
I feel like he's a warrior. He come to fight. But, you know, I fight for USA. You know, he's a Dominican that fight for his country. And I feel like I'm the military of America. We're big. We're dominant. We carry a lot of force.
Listen, man, really quickly before you go, I know you have to be off in a couple of minutes, but unification bouts are really rare. In fact, it's only the 8th world title unification fight in the history of that division. What would it mean to not only win that fight, but to unify the belts?
Well, this is a legacy move right here. This is a legacy mark. And I'm putting on I got to put on a different show right now because unifications don't come too often, and I'm excited to be able to be a part of this, but I want to just not look at this as a unification. It's just another fight, a big fight where I got to defend my life, put my life on the line.
Right, so last thing, you've talked about wanting to get the bag, not the regular bag, the family bag. Lay it out for me. Just how big is the family bag? How badly do you want the family bag as opposed to the regular bag?
Man, I've been getting a nice bag. I've been getting a nice family bag. So it's about adding to it, you know, collecting it. So whenever it's time for retirement, you know, you can retire and be happy. We don't have a 401k in boxing. We don't have a union in this thing. It's all business. And whatever, every fight is contracted. Any fight could be your last. So, you know, when it comes down to that, man, hey, I want everything. I want that big one.
Dude, what's for dinner? If Red Snapper was for breakfast, man, what's for dinner tonight?
Man, I don't even know what's for dinner. I got to go ask. I don't even know what's for dinner. But I know I had fish. I've had fish 2 days. It's supposed to have a steamed lobster, supposedly, about 11 ounces. You know, no butter, though.
No butter, though. No way, man. You're in training. You're the champ. You should have a lobster. He is the WBC champ at 154. He is a two-time world champ. This is a big one. Charlo V. Rosario, September 26th. Showtime pay-per-view. Champ, that's a great interview, man. Great conversation. Really done.
Thank
really
you,
well done
appreciate
by you.
It.
Listen, good luck. All right, appreciate you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Jermell Charlo. Love that guy.